McGraw-Hill Professional presents Mind Gym, an athlete's guide to inner excellence. Written by Gary Mack with David Cass Stevens. Foreword by Alex Rodriguez. Narrated by Kevin Young. Foreword. When I was 9 years old, growing up in Miami, I dreamed of being a Major League Baseball player someday. The dream was a little blurry back then, and it disappeared when I quit baseball and took up basketball. I wanted to become the next Magic Johnson or the next Larry Bird. Then one day I was talking with my mother and my older brother, and I realized that there aren't too many Dominicans playing in the NBA. So after a 2-year layoff, I started playing baseball again. And that picture in my head, that dream, came back to me. That blurry image started taking focus. I can tell you I wouldn't be where I am now if I hadn't seen myself wearing a big league uniform long before it happened. I believe in the power of dreams. I also believe mental preparation goes hand in hand with setting goals and hard work. The way I use my mind is the biggest reason I've been able to enjoy success and play at a high level in a game where you have to prove yourself every day. In sports, as in life, talent will take you just so far. I try to attain goals mentally first. Let me give you an example. I don't want to sound cocky, but early in the 1996 season, I visualized winning the American League Most Valuable Player Award and holding it above my head. I visioned winning the batting title and holding up that trophy, too. I visioned a .380 batting average. In my mind, I could see the number flashing and blinking on exit signs. .380, .380, .380. That year, I missed winning the MVP by 3 votes and won the batting title. Playing the game was the easy part. The real work was in the preparation. What I did in May paid off with rewards in November. Just as I believe in dreams, I believe in the power of positive reinforcement and visualization. Some nights, when I go to bed, I will tell myself maybe 150 times, I hit the ball solid. I hit the ball solid. What do I do for a living? I hit the ball solid. I see the results from my mind's eye, out. I see myself from the fan's perspective, from the manager's view in the dugout. I picture myself on the field from different angles. I believe a champion wins in his mind first. Then he plays the game, not the other way around. It's powerful stuff. My season is long, extending from spring training through 162 games and the playoffs. Every athlete in every sport experiences peaks and valleys. During tough times, I don't worry. I don't judge my performance by results. Most important is my physical and mental preparation. The question I ask when I look in the mirror is, am I ready to play? If the answer is yes, I feel confident. Once the ball is thrown or it's hit, the outcome is out of your control. I have known Gary Mack as a team counselor and as a friend since 1993, when I became a professional baseball player. Mind Gym takes you into the hearts and minds of many of the world's greatest athletes and coaches and illustrates the importance of the inner game. The lessons and mental skills you will learn are the same ones I use on a daily basis, whether you're a big leaguer or a little leaguer, or in whatever game you play. Gary and this book can help take your game to the next level. Alex Rodriguez. Part 1. Welcome to the Inner Game. Yogi was right. 90% of the game is half mental. Yogi Berra. You have to train your mind like you train your body. Bruce Jenner. When Yogi Berra became manager